to start with, of course, we have our favorite person, Dr. Leah.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, and Dr. Leah joins us with fabulous tips for our health. So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
So what's our tip today? Is it about dry skin?
It's about dry skin. How'd
wow.
You know?
I don't know. I wonder how I knew.
Because this weather is murder.
It
all
is.
Skin.
I have to tell you, I never have dry hands because I lotion up. And I was sitting in the green room, and I'm like, gosh, my hands are, I never do this. So I took lotion out and put it on. So this is really bad.
So what do we do, Dr. Leah? What do we do?
Well, there's actually several things. We think of putting stuff on your skin. You know,
right.
That's one way to do it.
Right.
But because your skin is your biggest organ, I tell people you have to treat your skin internally. You have to take stuff, ideally, to really get the skin moisturized from the base up.
Right.
And so one of the best ways, or my favorite ways for years, has been with omega-3 oils. And those oils are generally fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can't have fish, or they just can't stand fish. And flax oil is also an omega-3.
Oh, okay.
So there's omega-6s and omega-9s as well. You don't need as many of those as you do the omega-3s. But they're so good for that dry skin eczema. Some people only get eczema in the wintertime because of the 12-degree weather that we have. And it just chaps your skin, and it's itchy. And the omega-3 oils work. It does take a few weeks, though. It's not instantaneous because it takes a while to kind of get through all those layers of your skin to have an effect. But in the meantime, it's helping your heart and your vision, and it's an anti-inflammatory, and it has so many other benefits.
You
as
know,
well.
This is interesting you say that, because I've been on omega-3 for a while, and my vision got better.
Do you think that's
I know.
Why?
I just had my eyes checked, Dr. Leah, and I went from like 2100 to 20/20 vision.
Oh, wow.
Now I have to wear readers for close-up, but for distance, I'm now 20. Maybe that's why.
Better. Well, fish oils are good for a lot of things.
I don't
berries
know.
Are, too. But for our skin, especially for that itchy skin, some people really like oatmeal for if they don't have gluten problems, oatmeal baths. And one of the recommendations I have is get an old nylon or a cotton sock and fill it, not all the way up if it's a full nylon, like a knee-high, and fill it with oatmeal. Tie the end off.
Cooked
and then,
oatmeal or uncooked?
Uncooked
okay.
oatmeal.
Good question.
You know, I mean, you know me.
Good question. She'd cook it.
I'd have a little something to eat, and then I'd jump into the tub.
Cook your oatmeal, dump it in the tub. No, the dry oatmeal. And then you put it in your tub, and it's, you know, like a tea bag. It steeps in the water, and it gets into the water. And oatmeal is wonderful for itchy skin and dry, itchy eczema skin. It works really well for.
Wow.
That's a good tip, Dr. Leah. That really is.
Yeah, our skin, I mean, staying hydrated is also important.
Yes.
The weather sucks the moisture out of us.
Right.
In more ways than one.
Well, isn't it because you go into a office or a room and it's heated.
Everything, the
and
heat.
Then you come out and it's freezing cold. So it's those temperatures that sort of rob you?
Well, it can be the temperature changes, but the dry air.
Cold
is very dry air. You don't have a lot of moisture. And in fact, you know, like if there was, obviously if there's cloud cover, it'd be warmer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when it's clear like this, it's just there's no moisture in the air, and it's you can see it like all your plants are just curled up. And,
yes, that's cause true.
Because everything's frozen and all the moisture is being sucked right out of them. So we have to drink plenty of water during this time because dehydration sneaks up on us in the winter. You don't think about getting dehydrated in the winter like you do in the summer.
Mm-hmm. True.
So keep drinking a lot, and if you're flying, you really want to make sure you're drinking a lot because the altitude from flying, the air in the airplane is very dry as
right.
well.
Right.
Yeah, and you always feel that when you're flying. It's
true.
Just awful.
Yeah.
You think about all those germs circulating.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Like your elderberry.
I always swell when I come off of the airplane. I just swell up.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I think that's pretty common because they say if you fly a lot, make sure your shoes are a half size bigger.
That's it. My shoes, they get really tight.
Yeah, because people probably retain fluids for whatever reason in that air. But so we need omega-3. We need to...
fish oil.
Well, actually, just eating fish more often if you...
Yeah.
Because salmon...
I mean, we live here in the Northwest.
I know. I know. It's not so difficult. But like you said, there are some people that just don't. So how much fish oil or flaxseed oil should we have?
Well, if I'm going to use omega-3s and somebody can have fish, I will have them use cod liver oil because it's very abundant type
of fish. I've heard that.
And it's readily available. And I usually have people take 1 to 2 tablespoons. Now, I don't do capsules because one capsule is very little oil in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
A teaspoon
That's what I'm
of cod
capsules.
Liver oil is like taking 5 of these giant capsules.
Really?
And I have people taking 1 to 2 tablespoons a day. And so you're getting a large amount, but you need it for your skin and for your heart and everything. If you can have fish, if you're allergic or, actually, I don't think the cod liver oil tastes like cod liver oil. Because it's flavored with lemon.
I was going to say, don't they have flavor now?
Yeah, that's what you said.
It's not supposed to be so
something.
Bad.
Like it at all.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be as bad as it used to be. I mean, our memory of childhood would be punishment. You know, here's
your cod liver oil.
But I think, really, that was a big punishment. But now the fact that it's, lemon, there's lemon in it, makes it bearable.
Makes it
palatable.
Yeah.
Right.
So
we'll
have to go buy that now, Michelle.
And I usually recommend the same dose of flax oil.
You know, Dr. Lee, I'll tell you, one of the stores in downtown Bellevue. It's called Nature's Pantry. But every time you're on with us, okay, Pam and I just scurry out and go, okay, Dr. Lee has said. So we buy all these products that you keep telling us
about. But
what's really
humorous is still the refrigerator at the office. So we buy them and then we forget to take them home.
Because you told us about probiotics. And so we ran out.
Really
we had to get them and we had to put them in the refrigerator, which we did.
So we just have to get better to get them home.
That's exactly right.
Well, you
our
can
intentions.
Take them to work.
Well, our intentions are good.
She's right. We could take
we
them.
Could.
We're there every day.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
We just forget.
Dr. Leah, give out your information so some of our listeners can come see you and they won't be bimbets like us.
Run to Nature's Pantry. I'm in Bellevue, actually, at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
And we have over 2 years of tips on
information.
Our website. And Dr. Leah has it on her website as well. So, you could spend hours just learning all the information.
Think about all the shows Dr. Leah has done
with
us.
There's so much information, and we've learned so much. And I feel like I'm a preacher because I go, Dr. Leah said.
I know, so do I.
I
was in New York with my son, and I went, no, Dr. Leah said that we have to have. He went, oh, okay, Mom.
He's like, all right,
we
Mom.
Can't help ourselves.
It's good information.
It really
Thank
is.
You, Dr. Leah.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You too.